every boy loves Beyonce. Every boy loves Beyonce. Yeah, okay. Every boy loves Beyonce. Yeah, every boy loves Beyonce. I just wanna wax her on and off like a sensei. Don't disrespect the hoe. I don't want no gunplay. Let me clean up my thoughts. Keep it moving just like a one-way. Hold up, Thicko Huey. His thoughts are irreplaceable. Chanel, he keep it real. You know that boy is flawless. B's your favorite artist, and that's without a doubt. Time for discussion. You know what we about. Every boy loves Beyonce.
Okay, so after the I Am portion of the album, right, this heifer comes in with the Sasha Fierce portion of the album. And I feel like we're both on the same page as far as this being our least favorite, but it's still good.
Right.
At one point when I was would rank my favorite Beyonce albums, I would consider I Am and Sasha Fierce as separate albums, and I actually would put Sasha Fierce after B-Day as my least favorite. Okay. But, you know, I've grown, and I've learned, and things have been rearranged. But what were your feelings about Sasha Fierce?
So, I was like, I loved all of it. I just thought that I love the entire album. Like, it's like I can't take anything away from it. Obviously, it's my least favorite. I just think that I expected more from it. Like, when I think of Sasha Fierce, I wasn't thinking of, like I would even argue that Sweet Dreams doesn't belong on that part of the album, but no, either there. I was just like, I think of Sasha Fierce as relentless and unapologetic. Right. And all these things, and we heard those things on like one song, maybe two songs,
Diva and Ego,
right? Where it's just like, this is who I am. Don't fucking forget it. The rest of them were like still lovey dovey. I'm still by myself. Like Radio was all about like I can't depend on these niggas. I gotta depend on me and my music. Radio. Like Video. So do we. I'm crazy over here. But like Video Phone was just like still connected to some other dude. It wasn't about Sasha Fierce being by herself. Hello, still worried about love. Scared of Lonely, still worried about love. Like it was just like, it wasn't conducive to being what Sasha Fierce was. And Single Ladies obviously was like the standout on its own,
right,
on that side of the album where you didn't really know what she was really just saying, fuck y'all, if you like this, it's kind of late now. But I always take that out because Single Ladies was like the monster of the album, so you can't really
hold it
to the rest of it because it's unfair.
The same way you can't count Lemonade and self-titled with the rest of her discography because it's not fair.
It's not the same thing. They're not cut from the same cloth. They're not made from the same.
Don't you ever mindset. Compare yourself to me, Nicole?
But no, that's just how I felt. I loved it. Like going through, like I love, like Sweet Dreams was such a pleasant surprise on this album, on this part of the album, because once you get past Single Ladies, Radio, and Diva, like your head's really hurting because these drums, the instrumentals, everything synthesized,
it was like, heavy. You're like, the production was heavy,
right? And then you get to Sweet Dreams, and it's just like this, like backbeat, boom, 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 and like. So you're like, okay. And then the lyrics were great. The lyrics of that song were great.
Yes.
And so like I was like, such a breath of fresh air. Video Phone was one of those, like, was my least favorite song forever. Cause it just seemed so stupid to me.
Okay.
It's like, hey, you're on my video phone.
It was a bop, but it was also kind of like simple as well. But when I first got on BGC in the year 2012, my little name thing was on your video phone.
I hate you.
Yeah.
You know why I also hate you? Because when I was on BGC, I was on BGC in like 2008.
Okay, like, I was a late bloomer. I didn't come out until 2012.
Okay, but I'm sitting here like, this is a whole ass mess.
I have an excuse.
But you do. But I would even argue with these, with these, this side of the album, that the live version of all of these songs is so much better than the studio version.
Yes.
Like, when you think about Hello on the I Am tour, like Nicki on the drums. Nicki.
Even Hello on I Am Yours. Like,
right. But Hello.
Hello. Hello. I honestly feel like we got more Sasha Fierce on B-Day than we got on Sasha Fierce.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I think that was on, if we're going with like, oh my God, her mind, like maybe that was Beyonce really saying, because we've seen Beyonce, like Beyonce post 2013, like Beyonce really is that I am side of it. She's like, I'm really here just trying to love on myself, love on my family, love on my children, love on my man, and the fuck the hell with the rest of y'all. Like, she really is that person where it's like, I'm really to myself. I'll share what I want to share. But other than that, y'all can kick rocks.
Right.
Like, you want to see Sasha, you got to pay to see the show. Other than that, there's nothing else here for you. And I think that's maybe why I am with so much, like, more, like, he's resonated with so many more people than the Sasha Fierce side of the album. Right. I don't know.
I feel like...
How did you feel about it? I talked a lot.
Like I said at first, like, I used to consider them as two completely separate pieces of work, and Sasha Fierce was my least favorite Beyonce album. But it does have some moments. I feel like the biggest part of this was the I Am part, in my opinion. But Sasha Fierce had bops. Right. I feel like the bird in me loves Videophone. The bird in me loves Diva and Radio and Single Ladies and Why Don't You Love Me, which should have been a standard track. What the fuck is your problem?
Why don't you fucking love it? Why did I forget that one?
It should not have been a bonus track at all.
It should have been that makes sense. That should have been on a Sasha Fierce side, and it should have been right after Single Ladies. I don't care if they're contradictive. Give me here.
It would have worked. I feel like it would have worked. I feel like Ego should not have been a bonus track. I feel like Hello should have been on the I Am portion. But hey, she had a, you know, I'm not Beyonce. I don't think as highly as she does, so what the fuck do I know? But I feel like Sasha Fierce did have standout moments, though. I feel like I feel like she's been able to merge those two identities very well now.
Right.
To the point where, like, the whole, like, even with the pictures that she dropped today when she was like, your bitch at 36, that's Sasha Fierce to me.
You're right.
I feel like Sasha Fierce was all up and through Everything Is Love.
Oh, yeah.
But I will say that it was my least favorite section of the album, but I still like it.
No, and I think that we had moments. Like, I'm sitting here just thinking about it because you said it because I'm a bird. I really like Videophone. But this is also when, like, we think about the fact that Beyonce linked up with Lady Gaga for a remix, like, on that shit.
Which, and the video is so weird to me.
The video was cute, like watching. What did Gaga call herself when she was what'd she say? She was like, I wanted to get up there. She was like, I told Beyonce, like, I don't want to do what I do. I want to do what you do. Like, you tell me what you want from me. And like, was it Giance? That's what she was calling herself. Like, she was like, I wanted to give this Giance vibe.
Honestly, and for what it's worth, I want, it has to be done right, but I want one more Gaga Beyonce moment, and it has to be done right. Because I mean, Videophone was dope, Telephone was dope, but I want one more, just like, we the bitches. Like, I want that moment. I feel like they have it in them, and Gaga's been so like demure and like laid back lately. Like, she has it. Stephanie has it in her. Beyonce has it in her, and I just want one more Clash of the Titans moment from them, and I will be satisfied.
You know what I think I would like to see? One. Okay, so two things. I think, first off, if that moment ends up being them finally performing Telephone together, I would take it.
Okay, I want a live performance too, but I want like another song and video.
I know, I'm getting there. I would be like, I would say that I would love to hear a ballad. Like, they both have these huge voices. And I think on Videophone and Telephone, God, these this alcohol. I think like they're showcasing their performance, like the performer side of them, but they're not showcasing those vocals, like the thing that makes them who they are. Because Gaga is an amazing singer.
She is.
Like, and Beyonce, like Gaga's got pipes, and Beyonce's got. I want to hear this heartbreaking like power ballad, like between the two of them. I don't care if it's like an up tempo type ballad, like if it's like gonna give me like a Halo. Like vibe-ish or something like that, where I need belting, I need riffs, I need runs, like I need everything. I need you to leap, tumble, twirl around these notes, and I know they can do it. And that's what I would take it. What I would really like it to be for, I would really like it to be like a soundtrack, like a major, like huge Oscar-nominated soundtrack song, like something that everyone's gonna be forced to digest, and so that way, like. All the straight people who don't like Gaga because she loves gays are mad, and all the white folks who don't like Beyonce are mad, and all the intersections in between. That's what I would like to see.
You know what? I think
I would love that.
A song that I think will be dope to hear them cover. Tell Him by Celine Dion and Barbara Streisand.
Tell him that the sun and moon rise in his eyes. Reach out to him.
I would love to hear them cover that, but I think it would sound older than them, if that makes sense. Like, I think so. I think because I think lyrically it's such a profound song. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It doesn't sound like a modern singer is singing it. It just sounds like I feel like I would love. Obviously, it's not supposed to, but I would love to hear like the rasp and raw of Beyonce and her feelings and. You know, like bring Lemonade to that. And I would like to hear Gaga not bring art pop to it.
Okay, so what we're not going to do is trash art pop outside of the song with Robert. Art pop.
Okay, y'all can. The Gaga fans fought me all up and down in what, 2010 about this damn song, about this damn album, wherever art pop came. It was 2012. No, it was 2010.
Art pop has some bops. Venus bop.
Everyone says that, but I thought art pop was an overproduced mess.
Oh, it was very overproduced, but it had bops. Like, don't want your juice, I want your drugs. Hey, don't want your money. Art pop was 2013.
What am I talking about? I liked Applause. I liked, what was that other song that was on it that was I thought was all right? Maybe Guy.
Girl Under,
I think that was on that album.
That one was dope too. Oh, I'm gonna listen to Art Pop now. Go through her whole fucking discography. So if you had to have Beyonce and Gaga cover any duet, what would it be?
I don't want them to cover a duet.
But if they say to Charnel, we're gonna cover a duet, you have to pick what it is. Which one do you pick?
I would tell them not to ask me to do such a thing because I was like, you need to move on to Huey. It's not going to be me. It's going to be no.
What if they did? Enough is enough is enough. I want you.
I'm trying to think because if I had to have them cover anything, I would rather. I like dramatic shit. Mm. So I love a good angry back and forth. And because they have big voices, you want it to be big and dramatic as well. You need to be like, it needs to be, I don't know what I would have them cover, to be honest. Like, because I don't want them to step outside. Like, I would love to see them, no. Because I was like, that's not really that interesting. Because they both don't have the voices, I don't think. Like, Mariah's got that whiny voice. And, you know, like, I do like When You Believe, but.
Oh, no, they can't touch that.
They could.
I mean, they shouldn't.
They could touch it. Would they outdo it?
No.
I don't know. I really don't see them covering anything that I would. I don't see Beyonce and Gaga saying like, oh, they have to cover this. I would love to hear Beyonce like herself cover like Lilac Wine.
Yes.
Like I would love to hear that.
I would just love Beyonce sing Nina Simone in general.
Absolutely.
Give me Strange Fruit. Give me a Funkier Than a Mosquito's Tweeter. Give me all of that. Give me some Ne Me Quitte Pas, because that bitch knows French. Give me all of it. Give me some Strange Fruit. Give me some You Porgy. Give me all. I want Beyonce sings Porgy and Bess. I want that now. Why hasn't she done
you,
that?
When we meet her, you make sure you let her know. Like, these are the songs I hand her in the piece of paper. Like, these are the songs I expect to hear from you in the next 4 years. Record them now in case something goes wrong. I don't want any horrible accident to befall anybody, but you never know because the world be tripping. So here you go. Go back to your basement bunker studio. Lock the songs away until such a time that you seem fit. And bless us with it. Thank you. And
you can let Sia out of her cage because we don't need her no more.
We love Sia.
We do, though. But
we really do.
Okay, so real quick, right?
Okay.
You and then we can jump into the Book of B. And we're probably going to do a part two to this, of course, because it's so probably much to talk about. But so if you had to take the I Am part and the Sasha Fierce part, right? And merge them all into one album. What song would you choose to open? And what song would you choose to close? I wouldn't choose If I Were a Boy or Single Ladies to open. To be honest.
No. Neither would I. I would probably open it. And because I'm dramatic, I would probably open it with Why Don't You Love Me. Just because I think it would be it's just a fun, sassy, brassy way to start anything. So right away you're saying, like, you're announcing the fact that I've got all this great shit, and just so y'all know, there's a whole bunch of great shit to follow this. I'm gonna give you reasons as to why you should be loving me, so why don't you? And it's also in the time where people remember back in this time, people were still calling Beyonce untalented, people were calling Beyonce fat. Like, there were all these things that were happening.
People are still calling her untalented,
in fact. Yeah, but that's because they're stupid Twitter trolls now. This is before the days of that Twitter was really bumping like that. This is when people were on YouTube comments. It's true. People were on MySpace comments, and people were attacking you all over forums and things like that because people were like, remember, Beyonce's thigh jiggled once in a Single Lady video, and they were like, this fat pig bitch, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah. Bitch probably got diabetes. It's jiggly, gross, bat, like gross shit. So I would open it with Why Don't You Love Me? And because I like letting people off easy, I'd probably close it with Disappear.
Really?
Like just because I feel like Disappear is one of those, like, I've been waiting for you to show up in my life, and I know you're coming, I know you're almost there, and it sounds like it's coming, things are coming to an end, like to fruition, and I feel like that is where I would end it. It's either Disappear, or possibly, if I want it to be fun, if I wanted to end on the same energy, like that Why Don't You Love Me, I'd probably end it with, like, an Ego, or a Diva, but it's probably more so, like, I'd definitely end it with Disappear. That just sounds like for me. What about you?
I would end it with Satellites.
Okay.
And I would actually start it with Hello.
Oh, I forgot. I always forget about Hello when I'm just thinking off the top of my head.
Yeah, I would start it with Hello, just to be corny. And I feel like it's a... I thought that would be cute. And then ended with Satellites. Or maybe ended with Single Ladies, but my first choice to end it would be Satellites. Just because I feel like that song is so, like, it's so chill. And so calm. Like, it's like a perfect ending. Because she doesn't do, like, too much in that song vocally. So, like, but I would do, like, a nice decrescendo, if you will. Because I can't find words tonight. So, like, it would peak, and then it would just, like, slowly just, like, drop.
Okay.
And then end off with Satellites. Because Satellites are so beautiful. So that's how I would do it. But at some point, I want to just rework the whole track list into this album. So that's going to be a fun exercise for us both. But you got a book of beef for us? Because I feel like we've talked about I Am Sasha Fierce enough for this episode. We're definitely going to come back to it, as with the other albums as well. But you got a book of beef for this week?
No, I do. And I know we talked about I Am Sasha Fierce a lot this episode, but we're going to open the book of B and we're going to turn to chapter I Am Sasha Fierce, specifically within that chapter, Sasha Fierce, because I was thinking to myself today, as much as it is a bird-like song, as much as my least favorite song on the on the track, I was hearkening back to my old Ho days. And this is, again, this is not even deep. This is just fun for me. I remember back in the day when I used to send a lot of nudes to people I was dating.
Oh, I remember those days too. Shit. On your video.
But I was thinking that today because I had a strong urge to take a photo of things that were, doesn't matter. So it was like, I can't go there today. Not on the mic. I'll tell you afterward. But no, I was sitting here thinking back to my old days, like, man, if I just got, when I get back into the gym, these hoes better watch out, because I'm not getting off there. I'm not taking my Nike Huaraches off their neck.
Listen,
I'm
not. Like, let me start this intermittent fasting. Once I get back, I'm fucking up everything.
Exactly. And so I'm sitting here thinking, like, all the guys that have shown interest in me and shit like that, the guys that are talking about, like, oh, you know what? Like, I don't know why you're singing, you're such a catch. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, you know what? Since you're talking all this big shit, put me on the back in the day, I need to be the background on your phone. Like, when I call, my face needs to pop up so everybody know who the fuck is ringing your shit. Like, ain't gonna be no secrets in this bitch. Who you belong to, who that booty hole belongs to, like, that is me. Like, oh, like, thinking back to that, though, it got me low-key hyped to date again. I'm like, I want that. I want someone to have me, like, when they unlock their phone, it's me flipping them off or some ish. Like, I want it to be something ridiculous. So, like, that's where I am. It's a very selfish book of B this week. But because I've been in this I Am Sasha Fierce mode most of the day, I thought, I don't know how you feel about that. I don't know where your brain has been as far as you being a bird and you stepping out and flapping the wings. But for me, I revel.
We fly high, no lie. You know this. Burden.
Burden. Too much.
Oh, man, that's my life. But no, what was the song?
Video.
Oh, just making sure. I mean, I already said, you know, when I first got on BGC, my name was on your video phone. You know them G's, they be hollering, especially them hot ones, PG, Atlanta, Houston to New Orleans.
Houston to New Orleans.
And because, you know, I grew up in Prince George's County, Maryland, so it's PG County. So I always say PG, Lord. Atlanta, because I grew up in PG and then I went to school in Atlanta. So,
I get out of here. Bye.
Because, you know, I went from PG to Atlanta. But no, it's just, it makes you want to just, like, whine a little bit and just a little bounce on your video phone. Maybe hit a little stripper kick. Hey, I can't handle you. Hey. But no, I did not need the remix for Lady Gaga, but I was appreciative of it, the video. Right. I was appreciative of the video. And with that being said, Poison should have been a regular track.
Oh my God. Why did we not bring that up here? Yes, 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 yes. You're just like Poison.
Slowly moving through my system, prison on my defenses for time.
Just like Poison. And I just don't get it. How can something so deadly
be so right? I don't care what to do. It's a K-22.
Cause you're sounding you. I don't want it, but I do. You're just like poison.
You know.
I'm addicted. I can't lie.
Kiss me one before I die. It's just not my body. It's my soul. I don't know how many times I told myself this can't do. And that I don't need you. It's so unfair that I find myself right back in your care.
In your care.
And you're always there. You're not good for my health. my hair. Me and my ex felt that way about each other while we were in a relationship. I do not know.
You're right. Sometimes we, I was having this conversation with a younger a coworker of mine today, and I was like, sometimes y'all think y'all really like each other and y'all really think y'all miss each other. The truth is y'all are just super familiar, and it's uncomfortable to be away from the thing you know.
We were super familiar. It had
nothing to do with anything else.
We looked cute together, so, and there was an emotional bond, but we had no business being in a relationship. But Poison was the shit. And Honesty was amazing as well.
Honesty.
Another cover. We can get into another time.
Right.
But with that being said, this was very fun. This was a fun episode. Let's go ahead and open the doors of the church real quick.
Do
for
it.
For all that would like to come to Beezus. Go ahead and follow the show on Twitter at BoysLoveB. And hit us up on the Gmail at boyslovebeyonce@gmail.com. Give us ideas. Let us know what you want to hear, what you want us to talk about. Any Blue's Clues ideas or Beyonce of the Week ideas or Beyonce did it ideas. Help you spark that. Hit us in the comments and hit us with them 5-star ratings, you know. Ow. You know, like and share and tell your friend, tell the friend, tell their mother. And where can they find you at, Broski?
Broski, you can find me on timelines, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, one name, Charnel B. It's Charneilb. You can hear me every Tuesday, specifically not now we're in hiatus, but typically every Tuesday on What About Your Friends with my boy Frankie, and every other Monday, my true crime show with my good friend D. What Did You Do? Where can they find you?
Of course, you can find me on the Twitter and the Instagram at Baby Huey. That's BAEBYHUEY. I like got back on the Snapchat, baby_Huey, spelled the same way. Go ahead and slide on over to YouTube and hit up that Ari Can Productions. That's AriCan Productions. For chapter 2 of the web series, season 2. I'm in there. Jacob Hive all day. I play Jacob. So I got my own hive. I'm creating it because I need it. And I'll let y'all know what I'm doing in the future, because I got some roles coming up. That's roles with the S, potential at least.
Come on,
you know I'm out here. I'm busy. I'm working. I'm on my grind. I want to quit this office job so bad. But yeah, catch me in those places. And just keep an eye out on the kid, because I'm working. I'm out here. I'm trying to be big. I'm trying to. Not even be big. I'm just trying to create some dope shit.
Right.
And I have no problems working at Trader Joe's if I'm creating dope shit and y'all loving it. Point blank, period.
Amen.
I would prefer not to, but I have no problems with it. And that's what it is. But no, that's going to go ahead and wrap up this episode. You know, I want to let everybody know, and I feel like I'm speaking for the both of us when I say this, but we are not stans, we are students.
Right.
We are learning her ways and implementing them in our lives the best way possible. You know, we are mere mortals, unlike she is, but we hope to achieve her level of greatness in one day. Be a Beyonce. And with that being said,
take it.
Always remember that all roads lead to B.
That they do. So until next week, y'all, deuces and deuce.
We out.